Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāre Wepaka is calling for new Plymouth MP David McLeod to resign over his failure to properly report donations to his election campaign and for the establishment of an independent commission against corruption. Mr McLeod was stripped of his select committee roles after admitting he failed to disclose $180,000 of donations received in 2022. Ms Ngāre Wepaka says when the Brown Party is late to file a disclosure, it's referred to the police and serious fraud office, whereas when the National Party doesn't disclose, it's passed off as a mistake and an error of judgment. She says Mr McLeod's position on the Environment Select Committee means it's no mistake when he knowingly fails to disclose his association to individuals with shares in companies trying to advance their interest through fast-track legislation. The chief executive of Methodist social services charity, LifeWise, says youth homelessness is surging. The trust held a careers day yesterday to give some of the rangatahi they work with in Ōtara an avenue out of homelessness. Hi Hi to Barrett says LifeWise has been trying to pick up some of the 16 and 17-year-olds coming out of Oranga Tamariki Care who fall through the cracks in the welfare system. It worked with Mana Whenua to design the Mahi Development course.
You could see that the rangatahi really felt valued and appreciated, and they were supported. The whakamā dropped, actually, and they showed interest in wanting to further develop themselves. They were placed in a safe home, and now it was around the education or employment opportunity for them.
The leader of a report on the contribution of Māori women to the economy says young Māori women are poised to be the workforce of the future. Irvashi Yadav from Business and Economic Research Limited, or BERL, says Te Ohanga Wahine Māori was written in response to a gap in the data for Indigenous women internationally, which makes it hard to advocate for change. It put the value of Māori women's work to GDP at $6 billion, which doubles when unpaid and voluntary work is accounted for. While Tāne Māori are concentrated in construction and manufacturing, Wahine Māori are more likely to work in services.
Health, education, administrative services, and also there's a lot of scope for Wahine Māori going ahead to benefit from high-value sectors in the services as well. So that's things like technology, AI, and the new revolutions that are upcoming. There's a lot of scope there because we know that Wahine Māori are young. They are well poised to be the workforce of the future.
And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou.